Welcome, everybody. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and clacka clacka. Welcome, everybody, to the 47th. Is it my turn?
Yes, it is. Okay.
Because I just kind of jumped in there.
That's cool. That's what she said.
Welcome, everybody, to the 47th episode of the Thundercats, the prod. It's not a podcast. That's a totally different kind of thing.
That's Thundercats After Dark.
From beyond any known galaxy, bringing with them the laws and ideals of their doomed planet, Thundera, come...
Thundercats. Ho.
Welcome, everybody, to the 47th episode of Thundercats, the podcast for friend feeders, with friend feeders, and by friend feeders. I'm Josh Haley from Houston, Texas.
And I'm Johnny Wellington from Brisbane, Australia.
And we are the Thundercats. Ho.
Ho. Ho.
Ho, indeed. And what comes after ho in the Thundercats alphabet?
Two Fs?
Bro, I don't know. It's a question. I don't know.
You can't start the episode off with a rhetorical question.
But don't we always? Or maybe
we do.
I'd have to review it. I don't know. What, judges? No? Review? That would take too long.
Yes.
Well, how was your week, sir? Did you have a good week this week? Are you getting better? Sniffles? What?
Pretty good this week. The tree has been destroyed. So
is that a euphemism or?
No, the tree that was actually making me being stuffed up has been destroyed.
That maybe
the tree being destroyed as a euphemism would be a painful one.
My mind is, you know, wandering.
Yes. Don't wander too far.
So the tree was the cause of your allergic reactions, yes?
Well, the flowers it bore. Because it's springtime here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Spring!
Because you guys are always getting it, you know, upside down and backwards, right?
Yeah, because even though we're ahead of you, we're always behind.
Wow, that's mind-blowing, dude. I don't think Star Trek even touched on that one.
What? Oh, you know Captain Kirk touched everything.
Whoa! Boom tish.
Thank you.
Boom tish.
No, it hasn't been too bad. It's been a big week this week with work and everything like that. So it's and I've got a big night tonight with work and tomorrow and Monday. So it's time to have a little bit of fun.
Ah, yes.
Der cats.
But, oh, I see what you did there.
Yes. How about you, sir?
It's been an okay week. I don't even remember. It's kind of a blur, tell you the truth. It's hard to believe that it's September. We're continuing on with the homeschool thing, and that's been interesting, but productive.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
The kids are learning Latin.
Awesome.
I didn't even learn Latin. And I went to, you know, a prestigious public school.
Does anyone speak Latin anymore? Where can you go to a place that speaks Latin?
Well,
and if anyone says Latin in any ear, I'll kick him in the head.
I don't think it's so much for, like, people hang out just to speak Latin, or maybe, you know, the Pope and around there. But I mean, it's not so much a conversational language. I don't think it's more like, you know,
haha, look how smart I am.
No. Yes, that's exactly why we're teaching that to our kids, so they can become snobs. Literary snobs. No, it's you know, the roots of language, right? I mean, you get your Latin and Greek, and every time they come across words and vocabulary words, they go and look them up, and they look at the etymology and see where they came from, and supposedly, because I never learned Latin, this is supposed to teach you, you know, strengthen your understanding of words and how they're spelled and the meanings of different parts of words. And so one day when, let's say my son Seth is like a surgeon and someone has him a scalpel and says, well, you need to cut the fadibula dibbity dibbity da. And then he'll know what it means, even if you've never heard of the name before, because he can just, you know, go back to his days in homeschool of learning Latin and put it all together. And then
what is Latin for the big red vein on the left?
And at some emergency triage, you'll be able to like help that person just because he learned Latin. So you never know how it can be applied.
Well, we're kindred spirits because one of my favorite shows on the radio is a thing called I forget what it's called now. There's a program this guy Kel Richards on ABC Radio. He's like a wordsmith. He does the etymology of words and just so you send him in words and he researches it back to like the nth of time and that type of thing. So he's starting to do a series on all the new internet words. Some of them are bloody hilarious.
How's everybody in the chat room?
Is everyone good?
I see that Eric of CS TechCast said he was just finished recording his podcast. You guys should check out his podcast for IT professionals and geeks and so forth, based in Denver, I believe, Colorado. So CS TechCast. It's good times. Molly says she could be better, but she's not doing so bad. Stephen Perez is still unpacking. I guess he finished his move from Albuquerque to the great state of Texas. Hope that went well. Welcome to Texas. Texas rules. Although we get chided all the time. So, like we're just a bunch of rednecks running around in our trucks and throwing monkey poop at everybody. I think that's how it was, but...
Okay. The time has finally arrived in which Mr. Akiva has changed his lamb icon.
That was quite a shock. It was so shocking that I had to like carry it myself for a while. I took upon myself his avatar and became the humble lamb in a suit for about a quarter of a day. And some people were confused, and I guess it wasn't really helping much, so I changed it back.
Well, it was confusing the hell out of me, because I was seeing posts from you, and I'm going, what? That's not Akiva? What? Eh? No.
Yeah, it was weird. And then I saw myself on a post that I did not post, and I was like, okay, great. And Jiminy here, who's in the chat room right now, stole my avatar. So he was pointing and going, knee near, knee near. So he got me.
That's going too far.
So what are you going to do? And here we go. Answering.
And hello, sir.
Hello.
I have the owl has arrived.
Are we here?
Yes, we're here.
Hey, Josh.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey. Good. Sorry I'm late.
No problem. We want to introduce everybody in the chat room and who's listening live to somebody who, well, you've probably heard of before, being the friend feed addicts that we are. He is none other than Paul Buchheit. Please welcome Paul Buchheit to the Thundercats. Can we get a hoe?
Oh,
all right. Hey. Nice.
Okay.
And then
we can shut this podcast down. Now we're done.
And this is where I play. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right. How many podcasts have you been on where someone played ukulele and said aloha?
Boy, I don't know. Thousands? Millions? Who knows? Oh, wait. No, none, I guess.
Excellent. We did something for the first time with the famous. Now, if... I know you've listened to all of our episodes from the beginning, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But
every morning I wake up with it.
But of course, but there was this one episode a long time ago when we were talking about one of your posts, and we were debating on how to say your last name, and I think I came close, and I said it just a little while ago. Did I get it right?
Say it once more.
Is it Buchheit? Do you have like the little German?
You know, that's probably Yeah, no, I think you're actually more correct than the way I say it. I say Buhite, but
oh.
The way you say it is probably the right way to say it. If I were saying it right.
If we were wandering the lands of Switzerland or Germany or Austria or something.
Right.
Somewhere in Europe.
Yeah, I had a German dentist tell me that I was saying it wrong and that I should say it more like you are.
So. Oh, that's kind of weird, people telling you that you're saying your own name wrong.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Actually,
I'm not assuming. I was just trying to get it right. But we could say Buhite. That's fine. But
all right.
But thank you so much for taking the time to be on our show.
Yeah, no problem.
We've known that it would be a miracle to get you to take the time ever since the news hit with Facebook. And congratulations, by the way, on that deal. Thank you. And we're not going to drill you with questions about all that. Anything, but we have a whole bunch of questions about that we would have asked you anyway. Like, I can't believe that we have the man who pretty much invented Gmail here. I mean, that's just amazing to me. I'm going to pinch myself. Pinch.
I must admit, I'm having a little bit of a girlish shy.
This is. I know. What do I do? Can I have your autograph? I don't know if you do that over the podcast, but.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that over Skype.
can you?
I'm glad everyone likes these things though. I mean, Gmail. I don't want to overstate. That was a big project with a lot of people, so I can't.
Sure.
I can't take all the credit. But
sure,
it
you
was,
can.
I could, but I shouldn't.
Were you not the one who came out with the first iteration of it though?
Yeah, so I started the project and pretty much led it through launch and sometime after until I left Google about 3.5 years ago. But we had an amazing team. I mean, really, really solid people, including, for example, the second person on the team was Sanjeev, who's also one of the FriendFeed co-founders.
Excellent.
And, of course, I think maybe – has Kevin been on the show, Kevin Fox?
Yes, he has.
He joined us – I think maybe 6 months before we launched and really completely redesigned the visual parts of it, which is really important because I'm a terrible visual designer. And so it looked awful before Kevin arrived. So he was pretty instrumental as well, I think.
Well, that actually leads us into probably our first question for you. The origin of FriendFeed, like was there a moment that you guys were sitting around and you went, hey, we should do this.
Not per se. I mean, there are many moments, I guess. So the origin is a little bit complex because it started with it started as two different companies. So the origin in my experience or from my perspective was, you know, Sanjeev and I were I think having lunch and talking about, you know, he was. I think had just left Google at that time, and we were kind of discussing the next step. And so we decided that it was time to start a new company. And we didn't really know what we were building yet, but we wanted we wanted a new company. And so we just started, you know, hanging out and chatting about different ideas and kind of prototyping some things, but also keeping an eye on who else that we knew who was really good was. You know, looking for something new. And around that same time, Taylor and Jim Norris had just quit Google and were looking to start a new company. So we started having dinner with them a couple times a week, hanging out, talking about ideas. And so they, you know, over the course of the summer, we ended up, they were iterating through some different ideas. And eventually, actually, Brett created the very first friend feed. And ultimately, we decided that what we should do is just form a single company and all work on it. So that was the genesis of FriendFeed.
Wow.
That may be more story than you. That may be a longer story than you want.
Are you kidding? I could listen to this for days.
The truth is complicated.
Hey, keep going. We got nothing.
That's awesome. I am so stoked to actually hear that coming, you know, from. I don't know if it's polite to say the horse's mouth. I'm not calling you a horse, but you know what I mean. It's just it's just amazing. It's like a revelation. I got chicken skin. I'm serious. I'm not just being, you know, what do you call?
Fanboy?
Well, I'm being a fanboy, but I'm, yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to be, like, you know, serious and hold it together here. But holy cow. Well, we're obviously fans of your work, FriendFeed especially, because it has kind of changed a lot of things for a lot of people, you know, it, the way that they communicate. And we like to, you know, we came up with this idea for the podcast, and we, I guess it was a little presumptuous to say, hey, we're going to podcast about FriendFeed, and we didn't really consult with you guys. We just kind of did it.
No, that's great. That's cool.
And, but we don't pretend to be the voice of FriendFeed, except, you know, when you guys allow us to be, but, we've had fun with it. We're on our 47th episode, today, and it's just, wow. I can't believe it. It's kind of weird that it's on September 11th.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of all that going on today. It's been 8 years since that, horrible day, but, it's all working out. And, and today is also,
It's amazing.
Go ahead.
I was just saying it's an amazing, I remember, I mean, I guess everyone.
Hello?
Was that the time, and I just remember that day and the subsequent days, like thinking, like, I'm probably just wasting my time working on this thing because, like, the world is going to end, or whatever. So it's great that here we are, you know, 8 years later, able to everything, or well, not everything. Things have gone reasonably well, and we've got a new product here, and we're all hanging out online chatting. It's I think things have gone pretty well, all considered.
Well, when you think about it, the reason really we started this podcast is because it has so affected the way that Josh, Mark, and I use the internet, where we used to go to all these different sites, whereas as soon as I open the internet now, the first place I go is FriendFeed, and it's the last place I finish up on. So we were using this place as the hub of the internet, and we were talking online, and we thought, well, we talk about this stuff so much that why don't we just do a podcast about it? And I think that's a good thing about FriendFeed, is it actually it sort of develops a conversation. So all these topics that, like September 11 through to just the most basic stuff, has the room and the freedom and sort of the drive to be discussed at length to the end until people say, okay, enough.
Right. Yeah, the best technology is like that. It enables things that wouldn't have happened otherwise. And it's also that ends up being, I think, the most unexpected, because you don't even think about it in advance, because if without the tools, you don't consider the possibility of doing these things.
Hmm. So as a company, we spoke to Kevin. We also spoke to Ben. We're always at the start, actually. So as a company, how did you guys develop? So you've had this idea and you started working on it. Was there a particular ethos or a company structure that you wanted to keep to sort of drive this development, or did it sort of all develop organically?
Well, there's a huge part of it that was just organic, and, you know, you have to deal with a problem in front of you at the moment. But we did have, I guess, part of what brought us together as a single company was this desire to create a certain type of company, which is, I think, really beneficial to everyone's world, and also obviously to its users and the employees. And the goal was to create the kind of place that, if it already existed, we would join. Mm. And so, and that's actually, when you think about it, a pretty ambitious goal. Just, you know, a lot of companies aren't there's all these companies I'm not joining. So almost by definition, nothing like that existed yet. And, you know, I don't know that I can't claim that we've succeeded in that goal yet, but I think it's good to have an ambitious mission for what you're trying to do. Because it guides a lot of decisions.
Wow.
Hmm.
Well, I'm going to bring up some of the changes that were made throughout the time. I mean, we've John and I have been on FriendFeed, you know, not since the very beginning, but for quite a while now, over a year. And that's a long time in social media, right?
And it's
made such a transformation. And every time that like a huge thing would come out, and you guys would just kind of like release it, and people would just have to use it and deal with it, it would be like, mm-hmm. everyone would just be flopping around like a fish out of water and going, meh, 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 and including myself at times, and go like, oh, I don't like this. I wish it was like, I wish they hadn't done that. And then look at us now. We're still using it and we still love it. So it's like, it's one of those things. Do you ever, do you watch us flop around like fish out of water when you launch? And watch us complain?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the great things about a product like FriendFeed is you can watch the feedback in real time. And it's, to me, it's actually what makes a lot of this really fun is that kind of development. Like, I don't think I could ever work on an enterprise application where you code away for years and years and then ship it off to people that you never meet or talk to. I need that connection. You know, I love just the thrill of even just the, you know, little tiny features to put something out there, you know, code it up in half an hour and launch it. And then right away get that feedback is, that's actually a lot of what makes it fun and makes it worthwhile. So I really appreciate hearing what people think, even when they don't like it. At least they care about it, right?
We do care.
If no one cares, then it didn't matter.
We definitely care.
So, sometimes we cared a little bit too much.
Yep.
You go, Josh.
I was just going to say there were some pretty nasty things said at different points of different launches, I guess. And
sure,
you know, people just they freak out and then the next day they're fine, you know.
It's something that I guess we've all learned to understand, and especially, you know, I've worked on a number of different products and their launches weren't always smooth. I don't know if any of you have ever used Google Groups, the Usenet search. I worked on the very first version of that at Google when if you remember Deja News.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Usenet search engine. That was actually one of Google's first acquisitions, if not the first. I don't remember for sure. And so we did that whole project on a very tight time schedule, and then we just kind of surprised everyone by instead of announcing it that something was going to happen, we just kind of flipped the DNS so that all of a sudden Deja redirected to groups.google.com. And I have to say the response was not entirely positive.
Everyone flipped their lids, huh?
Yeah, people said we had like blood on our hands, and what? You know, it was people were pretty upset with us for a while, but you know, eventually they came to understand. You know, they kind of viewed it as we destroyed this Deja thing, but you know, they didn't understand the full economics of it, which was that Deja was, you know, its days were numbered and we were scrambling to save what we could, essentially, you know, in this new product. And, you know, eventually I think everyone got over it and it became popular and we brought, you know, we managed to bring the entire archive online back to like 1981 or something.
Wow.
Kind of insane like that. It's actually really fun to go search old Usenet articles because you can see, you know, now we're just used to the news being online and discussion, but things from the 80s, you can actually find discussion about, you know, current events in the 80s if you go back on Usenet. And it's really the only place online where you can find that kind of, you know, just ordinary chit-chat that's been archived away.
Yep. Alt.this.that, right?
Alt.
Yeah, you know, some sort of politics group or whatever it may be.
Man. Those are some interesting days. I think I was probably running through the binaries to get edition packs to Doom, you know, like expansion packs, alt.binaries.doom or something. That's it's about all I got.
That would have been more mid-90s than But yeah, we didn't unfortunately bring the binaries back online. I think those might be lost forever.
Well, I mean, it's probably not that big of a deal because someone's got it archived somewhere. You know, the important stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Doom binaries or whatever. It's mostly just porn anyway.
True.
A lot of those binary news groups were
very organized porn.
Were not entirely wholesome. Yes.
The categorization on that was immense. The early tagging.
It was the early. Yes. Yeah. Very interesting. So I hear.
Yes.
Oh shoot.
Quick, next topic. Quick.
Well, as far as it's been about, I don't know, about a month or so now that you've moved into the Facebook, you know, family. Is that right?
Right, right.
And
yep, it's about a month.
How's it going?
It's good. It's a big adjustment, obviously. It's mergers are never easy, or acquisitions, depending on how you look at it. But you know, we're getting to. I'm just actually busy talking to a lot of people. That was why I was late. I was having a long conversation with one of the engineers who's been here a little longer, just trying to understand the place and the systems. It's a very interesting company. Superficially, I think from the outside, a lot of people, at least I kind of had the perception that it was a lot of similarities to Google because, you know, there's from the outside, you know, you've got like the same cafe and the same people cook the food in the cafe and whatnot. But it actually, you know, the company has a very different history and a very different culture. And that's it's actually a very interesting experience.
Right on. I used to live in the, you know, not the Bay Area proper, but up 80 in Vacaville. And every now and then I'd do work down in Silicon Valley or the East Bay. And we'd drive past all these places that were just like untouchable. You know, when I was in college in Hawaii, it's like Netscape. Oh, my gosh. There's Netscape right there. You know, and you see all these names of actual places and it just freaks you out if you're new to the area, which I was, you know, and it was just... You know, to drive by and see that we were so excited to go by and see the Friend Feed office, you know, but I guess we can see where the Friend Feed office was.
And, sure.
But
I think the sign might still be there.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I first moved out here, I did the same thing. I drove around to Netscape had their offices over on Middlefield Road, I think, in Mountain View, like near Wisman. And I drove past the SGI buildings. I thought the SGI buildings looked really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this was before, you know, this was like 97, I think, 1997. So SGI was still respected, still in business.
Right, right.
But the thing that's kind of funny is, of course, then eventually I did end up in those offices, but it just wasn't SGI anymore.
Ah.
It was, you know, that whole campus was taken over by Google.
The main campus. But
pretty much all the campuses actually.
So if you're not from the Silicon, are you from the Bay Area originally though, or did you move?
No,
there?
No. I grew up in upstate New York, Rochester.
Awesome.
So I don't know if you know where that
is. Well, I have a rough idea.
It's a little bit obscure, but
is it anywhere near Palmyra?
It's nearby.
Because I've been through there.
And or Buffalo, it's about an hour east of Buffalo.
Okay, I've been to Niagara Falls.
It's across the lake from Toronto. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it's home to Xerox and Kodak.
Or
at least it used to be.
So what got you into, I guess, for lack of a better term, coding and creating these types of apps?
You know, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I bought a computer for some reason when I was in 10th grade. And then I just thought, like, hey, I should learn how to program.
What computer was that?
So it was a 386.
Okay.
386, a 25 megahertz 386. I bought a used C compiler and then painstakingly taught myself to program. And I didn't know anyone who could program, so when I ran into problems, I just had to like suffer. But it's actually like if you really want to learn, that's one way to do it because it's it's frustrating as all hell. But when you finally figure something out, you remember because you spend all day trying to like banging your head against it.
And it often sorts the wheat from the chaff because the ones that get frustrated and throw the computer across the room probably aren't designed to be coders.
Yeah, I think I was just too stubborn. So I didn't like it at all. I hated it, but I was determined I thought I would learn first and then give up, but by the time I finally, learned things, I'd also learned to actually enjoy it, because when you first start programming, it's actually just like a really unpleasant experience, because the computer just spits out errors and crashes and you don't know why. I'm kind of surprised anyone programs, really, given how unpleasant it starts out. But you know, once you kind of get past those first stages, and it becomes a more of like a game. And I actually had an experience at one point. You know, I also played a few games. It wasn't Doom, but it was one of those kinds of games where you go through dungeons and collect things. And I got to a point where I didn't have some item of inventory that I needed to get to the next level, so I started just hacking on the data files, and writing programs. Programs to just add things to my inventory, and after a while, I realized I had more fun hacking on the code than I did playing the game. So that was kind of like the last video game I ever played.
That's awesome.
It seemed wasteful, because it was a lot of work and nothing. You're not left with anything. So when I write code, at least there's some I have something afterwards.
Holy crap! So. It's like don't ever start playing World of Warcraft then, because I mean. Then you're just going to want to tinker with it and just kill everybody, and then they've been working for yes. You know, years and years to become level 80 cleric or whatever, and then all of a sudden, poof, they're dead or whatever. I don't know how that works. I never played it, but
yeah,
but
yeah, cheating is more fun than playing the game.
Apparently, that is awesome.
I tell you what, my turrets in Command and Conquer Red Alert. Used to be able to change the file. I used to be able to place them like 50 squares away from the base, and and the bullets would have the damage of a nuclear bomb.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
do you ever watch us on Friend Feed when we're just being complete jackasses and doing funny face memes and all that? I mean, do you just kind of like sit back and laugh and go like, what the hell have I created?
You know, there was one meme that maybe you can explain it to me, because it was during the Crunchies last year. I don't know if you know what the Crunchies, like the TechCrunch Awards.
Yeah, we've heard
of that. So we won one, and it was, I was sitting there in the audience, and we wanted to look on FriendFeed to see what people were thinking. My wife loaded up FriendFeed, and she, I don't know, she's subscribed to enough of you that her entire feed was pictures of toilets. and they all had the same subject. I don't remember what it was anymore, but it was a picture of a toilet. It was the same picture of a toilet and the same title. And it was every item in her feed. And I was like, wow, I can't believe we just won an award for... for a website that's just like the pictures of a toilet.
That's awesome. I mean,
sorry about that. That was probably us.
It sounds like a moment of win if I ever heard of one.
I should have gotten a picture of it, but I was also maybe a little horrified by that.
It's okay. We're documenting it right now.
That was the only thing there was the it had some. I wish I remember what the tagline was. It was something like, boy, I'm hungry, and it was a picture of a toilet.
I think
I don't even know.
These toilets are making me thirsty.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah.
And
that was between episode 20 and probably 42 when we went through our toilet phase.
I don't know. I think it was before that. Do you know Akiva? I'm sure you know Akiva on Friend Feed.
Sure.
That was his fault. So I'm just going to throw him under the bus on that. That was his idea.
What?
So if you have any hold any malice, it was all him. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it was cool. It's a memory. It's a memory.
So everyone's just learned that if you're demoing Friend Feed to a group of people Friday night about 10 o'clock is not probably the good time to do it.
Yeah, that was exactly what it was. Friday night around I don't know 9 or 10.
It would have been 7-ish, 7:30-ish, I guess. West Coast time. Was it on the West Coast?
Yeah, that could be. This is West Coast. It was in San Francisco. Yeah. So,
Well,
thank you so much for telling
us that.
I've
never seen anything like it.
What the hell have we created? And that is its own kind of awesome. I hope you don't mind us actually reveling in that for a second, because that is just,
that's great.
That's just funny. Holy crap, I can't believe that just, wow. So you probably weren't too stoked about it at the time, though.
You know, it's a mixture of horror and amusement. I don't know.
That's what we're going for.
Awesome.
It does have that comedy value, but at the same time, I'm thinking, wow, if someone signed up for this service and all they saw was like a page full of toilets, I'm not sure if they would ever come back.
Well, was that the first time you noticed a stream of the same thing going through at the same time? Like, you know, what we now call the moment of when? Was that the first time you've seen that?
It might be. That might be the only time I've seen that.
And I think back then, real time wasn't turned on.
When the entire...
Yeah,
No, she loaded it up on her iPhone, and so I just like was scrolling down the page, and it was just toilet after toilet. So the whole thing, no mention of the crunchy that we had just wanted. It was just toilets, all toilets.
But,
you know, we couldn't have done that well if we tried. So it was not on purpose as far as Crunchy's interrupt us goes. But wow, the stars really did line up, I guess, on that one.
Yeah.
You're like, but I do remember you guys winning the Crunchy on that. And I believe we threw congratulations. Yeah. It just didn't make it at the time that you thought it would be there.
Well, that actually brings up a good point about the different flavors of Friend Feed, because when you sign up, obviously who you add as a subscription obviously flavors the type of feed that you see.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about the, I guess, the non-US centric flavor of Friend Feed? Like, because I would naturally see the stuff that's very US centric, but I know there's a large, I think, Farsi community, and the French were coming and all that stuff. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know too much about a lot of the international communities because it's in other languages. Like, I can't read the Farsi, but they seem very active. The Italian is big. Turkish is huge. I think Turkish is one of the biggest ones. There's a pretty significant. Chinese, though, I think we're blocked in China for the rest of the month, probably.
That kind of grow.
No, China, I don't really, I'm not a China expert, but I think there's some sort of holiday coming up, and so they just block the internet or like big parts of it for whatever their reasons are. But I've heard, I've heard that maybe next month we'll be unblocked. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wow.
I just feel for the poor censor who's looking at it on a Friday in China. And it's just
toilets.
Maybe we exceeded their toilet quota. They said this is harmful to the people. So,
well, the safe, I guess you could call it safe thing about us is that we don't really pretend to know like a lot of stuff. We just like to have fun. And
yeah.
We appreciate everyone letting us do that. Most everybody. you know, if they don't like us, they just try to tune us out, block, whatever. And that's what Friend Feed was built for. You can use all the different tools.
Yeah, exactly.
But it all works out. I was going to ask you quickly about Facebook Lite. It just came out a couple days ago, or maybe three or so days ago. And I looked at it, and it looks pretty clean. And it... Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. Is there anything you can tell us about it that's, you know, like any bullet points on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like it. I definitely, I like things that are fast and light, and that's exactly what they've built. It's a small team here, maybe four engineers working on it, three engineers, but they're really good. Some of the best people here. They've just been cranking away at it, and I think it's like a really good thing.
Could they be in lines for some Friend Feedy goodness sprinkled on top?
What would that mean?
like
t-shirts?
you probably can't say, but whether you guys are going to influence that side of things at all?
I think the influence in a lot of cases will be a little bit more general than that. So it's not like you just plug in a piece of friend feed, but more you know, the combination of perspectives and
ethos,
you
know,
people. Yeah, exactly. People, you learn in the flavors. What do you call it in cooking? Like the flavors meld or something. Mm. Probably getting the wrong word.
It's I've always wanted to ask this question because a lot of people have said when describing friend feed that it's basically, besides being a Scoble groupie fest, really tech centric and really like it's for the nerdiest of the nerds. But reading back through like your about page, it seemed to be very aimed at general, like keeping track with family and friends, that type of thing. Was there ever a specific push for any genre, or was it just an open slather?
No, I mean, we really did want it to be the word friend is right in the name. So it really was supposed to be, you know, something for friends. But obviously, like, you know, any good tool, it can be used, it can be abused, it can be used for all kinds of things. And so, you know, the same way, it's like email, right? Like, what is email for? Well, you can email your friends, you can email your family, you can email your coworkers, you can write mailing lists or whatever, right? And so it's good. It should have many uses.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's great to see people, you know, like this podcast based on top of FriendFeed. I think that was really fun for us to see because it's kind of unexpected, and that's good.
Well, we're definitely not scripty and junk, so had to do something.
Yeah. We're getting by on the skin of our teeth, or whatever you call it. Does teeth have skin? My lingo is all jumbled up.
It's basically your ukulele playing and my accent is the only thing that's kept us going.
And with that... Aloha!
Aloha!
All right. Okay. Good times. Well, we had a couple...
Are you actually based in Hawaii?
No, I'm from Hawaii.
Or is it just the ukulele?
I'm from Hawaii, but and I brought some of the stuff with me. But I am in the state of Texas now. I'm in a suburb of Houston called Humble, although it looks like humble, but people say humble. They drop the H, you know, but whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's right near Bush Airport, the northern Houston airport, IAH, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know Houston too well, I guess.
No, it's okay.
My brother actually went to University of Houston, though.
Oh, good.
So if you're anywhere near there.
There's a University of Houston all over the place, but one downtown is like, I don't know, 40 minutes away. But I used to have to do that commute to downtown every day, but yeah, that's a long story. Anyway, but one thing I think was really cool about when we, and I'm not trying to toot the own horn here, but when we started the podcast was that it was automatically international. So we started with me here in America and Mark Wilson in Canada. He's in London, Ontario, and but he's not on the podcast anymore. But and then Johnny in Australia. I mean,
hi.
Talk about like worldwide. I mean, what better way to show, hey, FriendFeed is for the world than to have a podcast that reaches out that much. And we were really stoked that we were able to pull that off, you know. And
yeah, that's awesome.
And we met basically, Josh. You and I met through FriendFeed, so it really facilitated that.
Absolutely. None of us met anywhere besides FriendFeed. I mean, we all met each other on FriendFeed and came up with the idea, you know, hey, let's do this, and here we are. One day, you know, I hope to meet people, you know, at, you know, like Gnome Dex or, you know, visit Silicon Valley, whatever. Legoland.
Yeah.
that'll work. But FriendFeed makes it so easy to not have to travel, it seems like, you know? In fact, I was going to ask you, what do you think about, I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure you have, but all the different, you know, meetups that have been organized on FriendFeed, where people get together and say, hey, we're having a FriendFeed meetup. Did you know that's been going on?
Yeah, I think, you know, I had heard about it. I don't know how many there are, but it seems like a good thing.
Yeah, there's a ton of them.
Have you been to one?
I have. I met.
How was it?
It was great. The first one I had was when... P, she just goes by P, but you know, as Patricia, she was moving from California to the East Coast, and she drove in her little car. And she on the way, she stopped at all these friend feeders houses. You know, not houses, but, you know, locations.
Wow.
And met up and had lunch or dinner or whatever. And I happened to be on her list of destinations. And so and so that was awesome.
That is awesome.
Trish Robinson, who actually lives about 10 minutes away from me, was able to come, and we all met and had a good time with my wife and kid. And I have four kids, but one kid was there. But anyway, I'm babbling.
Yeah.
And then Akiva and Rochelle were in Houston a few months ago when his mother passed away. He had to do the funeral arrangements. And we got to meet with them and meet Audrey, the really cute baby, which I'm sure you see pop up on the feed every now and then.
And
Johnny?
And J-Hub and his little smart car.
And then Jason Hubel and I had lunch. He's here in Texas, on the way east side of Texas, but still every now and then he comes to Houston. But that's just me. I mean, there's been huge meetups in L.A., you know, with tons of people that I'm sure you've heard of and know that that meet up, and some even up in...
There's one at Gnome Dex.
And there was just Gnome Dex in Seattle. There was a whole bunch of people got together a few weeks ago. And it's really cool. And there was, just last week, there was a Turkish meetup. How's that? I tell you, I don't know how.
I can believe it.
I don't know how I figured it out. I tried looking at the Google translation, and apparently it's really bad. But, you know, the actual translation. But I figured out that these guys were organizing a meetup. And I started typing in English. I'm like, hey, is this about a meetup? And someone came back in English and said, yeah, we're having a meetup. And I was like, this is awesome. And we actually talked about it last week on our last episode. But, I mean, just so you know, stuff like that's happening.
Yeah, that's great.
It's way cool. And we liked
– Where was – I'm assuming the Turkish meetup was in Turkey.
I believe so.
That's, just checking.
I'm not positive because it is possible for people to speak Turkish elsewhere than Turkey, I guess. But, but you know, I mean, it appeared to be so. But the translation, again, escaped me, and I'm not able to decipher all of the details.
Yeah.
Wasn't able to, you know, crash their party or anything and bring the potato salad. But anyway, we speaking of Audrey, I don't know if, you know, on our show we talk about different things that happen on Friend Feed throughout the week, and we also have Picks of the Week. And if it's cool, we'd like to share with you our Picks of the Week and maybe have you drum one up yourself if you have a second. Is that all right, Paul?
Sure. Yeah.
We'll go first.
I have to actually go in like a minute or so.
You need to go in a minute?
Well, expecting me to get home at some point. But yeah, we can definitely do a pick.
Okay. Well, let's go first then. So since you got to get going, is there anything that popped out on your feed today?
Go for it.
Okay, then I'll go. It was actually...
I have to do the pick. Is that...
Well, I mean, if you got to go, we could let you go first.
All right. Well, my pick of the week... This is easy, but I'm cheating. It would be the tornado launch yesterday. So I don't know if you saw that. We open sourced some of the core infrastructure. So Brett posted his blog post about the our asynchronous web server. Is that cheating if I pick that?
No, it's not. Go ahead.
I
was excited.
It's your
I was really excited. I mean, we've been wanting to open source it for a long time, but we've just been always like too busy to do it. And so finally, when this whole thing happened, we're like, okay, now we really have to do it. And we finally got it out. So we've been kind of mostly Brett really. He's been working away at getting it all ready, cleaning up the code, adding documentation, and people have really, really liked it. So.
That's awesome.
And if I had to pick a second one, there's something about like these colored dinosaurs tripping balls. I don't totally get it, but it's awesome.
Yes. So. You know what? I noticed that you clicked like on that one. That's my post, yo. All right. All right. All right.
What is that?
Well, it's an animated GIF, and thank you very much for allowing at least limited animated GIFs on FriendFeed. Because they are fun every now and then. Some people hate them. I have no idea where that came from, but I'm assuming it's some amusement park and like Chuck E. Cheese, but dinosaurs or whatever, alligators and tigers, and they're all dancing, and it just it's looped perfectly, so they're just like tirelessly going at it, you know, just grooving, really getting into it. And if you look carefully, the guy in the far back on the left, he's not really getting into it as much as everybody else. But
the guy in the like the leopard spots.
No, I think it's just like a brown suit. He's way off in the background, like on the left, or stage right.
It looks like it could be spots. It might, maybe I'm just imagining.
I thought it was solid brown, but I don't.
Yeah, maybe he's a bear. I can't tell. Maybe. Oh yeah, I think you're right. I think he's a brown bear.
Spotted bear.
Yeah, he's a leopard spotted bear.
Anyway,
I think it's dithering. The dithering made me think they were spots.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's an awesome picture. I enjoyed it.
Well, you just made my day, my week, and probably my year. So I'm thank you very much. And before we let you go, we need to have a moment of win, and you get to actually be part of it. So should you choose. And this is where we all, everybody in the chat room right now, and you and I and Johnny, we all will post this this one phrase at the same time. And I think the perfect phrase would be something that came out of your mouth earlier tonight, and that is, quote, it was a mixture of horror and amusement. So if you wouldn't
mind. So I should post that exact phrase in my feed?
Correct. But not until we count it down, and by count it down I mean.
All right, let me
get it typed
up. Let me
up.
Paste it in the box, and then
exactly,
and then I'll be ready. All right, it's in the box. So let me know when to press enter.
Okay, so chat room, you're gonna have to hurry real quick on this one because Paul's got places to go. All right, and you know, normally we just count it down from three, and so this is it was a mixture of horror and amusement. And Paul, would you mind counting us down? Just, you know.
All right. Three. Or is that, so I start at three?
Yeah.
Okay. Three, two, one, post.
And now you get to watch the feed just kind of go nuts. Well, at least the three of us. Oh, my God. Everyone gets creative with the pictures if they have the time. We didn't give them much time today.
Oh, I needed a picture.
No, it doesn't have to, but a lot of people will. You recall the toilets. I believe.
Yeah, I do recall the toilets.
They had pictures of toilets. That is so cool. You know, I never thought I would get the creator of Friend, one of the creators, sorry, of Friend Feed to participate in a moment of win, and yet here you are. My dreams have come true. I need to hit Legoland with Johnny,
awesome.
And I think I can die.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty much check that off the list. Paul, thank you so much, and I hope that the whatever, you know, hard times
happens
were before are eased now. I hope you're having a good time. I hope you're enjoying your new career, and we hope only the best for you.
All right. Well, thanks. And cool. I hope the best for you. So we'll definitely keep an eye on the Thundercats.
Absolutely. So. Thank you so much. And one final ho before you go. Ho.
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 Oh, all right.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Aloha. Aloha means goodbye,
Aloha.
Too. So, well,
all right.
Take care.
Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Can we squeal like schoolgirls now?
Yes, please.
Oh my gosh. I have no words.
You have no idea how much ball tripping we had to do to get that.
Dude, that was so awesome.
Thanks to K-Fox for hitting that up. For us, so thank you, sir, for his help.
Yes, Kevin was very instrumental in helping us keep in touch with Mr. Paul, a very busy man, as most successful men are. Well, we're not quite done with the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
We have quite a bit left for you. In fact, we were going to run through our picks real quick, and then it's the countdown to Johnny's beard coming off.
Yes. And which will be coming off after our picks, because we've already done the moment of win. And then we'll do some trickery with I have to stand up and walk outside, and then my lovely wife is going to go at my face with a hair clipper.
Indeed.
And there shall be streaming video.
Yep. And so, okay, without further ado, that was awesome. And that's what she said.
Yes. Who wants to go first?
I'll go if you'll help me post the link in there. My pick,
I shall.
As I was trying to say earlier, but there was some confusion. I picked this picture of Audrey, Rochelle and Akiva's lovely daughter. It's one of those pictures that'll probably end up in Time Magazine or National Geographic or you know, all those awesome magazines with the huge, awesome picture that just changes the culture of the world or something. It's just a really great picture, and Audrey could not be smiling any bigger. It was so cute. So, so cute. And it's one of those times, I think Rochelle was saying that she was at a checkout counter and just decided to take a picture, and boom. There it is.
I'm really happy to be here! That's the thing, you look at that photo, it's just like, it's bursting with joy.
Indeed.
So, That's an exceptionally good pick, and I agree. It's one of those, like, just every time it came across this week, I'm just like, yeah, it made me smile.
I think it was also already used in a blog somewhere as well.
Dave Weiner, I think?
Yeah, maybe.
I believe so. If I remember correctly, yes, Dave Weiner, somewhere. So I do not have that exactly at my fingertips, but yeah. So, is that cool? Can I do mine?
Oh, yeah. I'm done. Okay. There's only so much awesome you can do to explain that picture. It kind of speaks for itself.
Okay. I have posted a link into the chat room, and this is a link to a post by the wonderful Penny, Australian lady. She has finally been able to launch the website for her children's store that she has, whoopsadaisy.com.au. And it is an epic store. Epic store. She sells, like, all the cool, the clothing and the soft toys and just really good, I'm going to say wholesome stuff, because you can get the toys for the kids now that are crap and, like, the brats with the short skirts who I just want to melt down and throw in the bin and then poop on the bin and then light the bin on fire. But...
Go easy now.
Seriously, the brats? No, I'm not going to say that, because the brats are underage and I'd get arrested. So she has, like, soft toys and all these cute stuff, and she has all this beautiful clothing, and she has onesies, and she's also getting costumes and that type of thing. It's slowly building up, but everyone go and support Penny, because she's a great person and a loveliest person you could ever meet. And her stuff is awesome.
That is so cool, dude.
Oh, and she's in the chat room. Hello! That was completely unplanned. So, yes. Hi, Penny. Okay, so we should get to some... oh, my God. My grandmother has just turned up at the house.
Oh, is that good or bad?
I was unaware of her coming, but yes. Okay.
Bring her on the show.
No.
And
no. I've tried to explain it to her, and she didn't. No.
And have her shave the beard off or something.
No.
Okay, so that must. So she is that which must not be spoken of then.
Yes. She's this is the lady who will look at you sideways and will destroy your soul. Like, stop being silly, John. So, shall we give away the first of two Thundercat shirts for the beard shaving?
Okay.
Okay. So, did I tell you about that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I'm giving away two shirts. So, I have a list of names here. Okay. And they're completely random. Let me just do... I'd just like to give a... While I'm just doing that, I'd love to give a quick shout-out to my bosses, who yesterday were extremely generous and donated a quite significant amount of money to canteen.org.au, which is a cancer foundation that does work with young adults who are living with cancer. And it's part of the Livestrong Youth Alliance Association or something. And, yeah, I just wanted to give them a very good shout-out because I love them dearly and they're really cool people. And, hi.
Excellent.
Okay, so, Josh, pick a number at random between 1 and 17.
Ooh, got to put it on me, huh? So whoever loses is my fault.
Well, I can't choose it.
Number between 1 and 17?
Yes.
Is 17 a number that I can choose? Is it inclusive? Can I say 17?
7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, strike that. Yeah, so it's 1 to 16.
1 to 16. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Lucky number 7.
Okay.
Who's lucky number 7?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is Mr. Simon Wicks.
Simon Wicks.
Woo-hoo!
You just won a shirt.
So, I will get in contact with Simon and I will organize for his Thundercat shirt to be put in the buying of and sending to in the fashion of the mailing postage.
You know what would be cool? A cool shirt to have besides our awesome Thundercat shirt is a shirt with his original post of him standing at the Statue of Liberty with the mosaic, that post that he did.
Mm.
He was the first one to do that mosaic, at least
that is true.
To bring it into its extraordinary popularity that I know of, that I'm subscribed to.
shall we get the shaving happening?
Is it time? Oh my gosh.
It's time. You're going to have to excuse me for a few seconds while I just organize some stuff, but... you'll hear me banging and clanging. That's what she said.
Okay.
Okay, just one sec.
Okay. I'm going to have to, I guess, play some sad music while we're preparing for the beard to die. Well, not die so much as just go to a better place. Because any place is better than on Johnny's face. I'm actually literally cracking myself up. That is so sad. Johnny's beard, it was a good beard. He lived his time, he lived to the fullest.
Here we go.
Johnny's beard is going to a better place. Right now.
Now this may suck a little bit. Hang on.
You're gonna give us a link to watch?
Yeah, I'm just gonna. Well, I'm not gonna shave it inside. I've got to move outside. So.
Well, when you're ready, of course.
Yeah.
And
I'll,
wherever it
I'll let you
is.
Guys know when I'm cool to go. Okay. Hopefully everything works when I take this plug out.
This is scary, man. I'm scared.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah. But I'm
scared.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. It's okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm scared.
Are we?
I'm joined by my lovely wife.
Hello.
Hey.
And my sister-in-law, Katie.
Hi.
Who's assisting.
Yay.
Can you hold the microphone, my love?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Someone hit the drama button. The beard's coming off.
We do. We need a drama button. Okay. 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 Now, Rach, be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Thank you, Catherine. People are listening. Like, leave a couple centimeter, like a centimeter, either side of my face.
Bye, bye, Santa.
Wait! Don't do it.
Too late.
No.
That's not right.
Don't make me laugh.
Seriously, woman, shave the bitch off. Apply the blade to the skin.
Or else it gets the hose again.
I'm going to need a shower.
Yeah,
you know how to do this, don't you? Yeah.
Thanks, you're so good.
Yeah.
I'm so good.
Oh, you're going to leave the chops.
We're doing it in stages, as per request.
This is awesome.
Don't be gentle.
Okay.
There you go.
That's what she said.
Ah, very funny. Other side, woman.
This is awesome. Shaving, shaving. Well, let's see. For the podcast, you guys are just going to have to take my play-by-play here. Rachel is leaning over Johnny and shaving his beard. And it is falling to the ground. He looks like about a third of his body length is beard. And it just needed to go. It needed to come off. And now it's coming. Oh, now I just lost the Skype connection. I'm going to say that's a fail. Whoopsie daisies. And Johnny's calling me. How about now? Hello? Yay!
Hello, sir.
We're back.
No one should ever try and do that with a little Dell Mini 9. That thing is hotter than the sun at the moment.
Oh, it worked really hard.
The processor was just... Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, that was awesome.
But we got a iPhone recording of it as well, so
yes,
I'll do a high-res video later.
I mentioned that to everyone in the chat room. I was giving the play-by-play since we couldn't have your audio for the whole thing. And then people were also posting screenshots of it being shorn.
Really?
Yeah,
cool.
So if you check out the feed, you got the Rob and World of Higlet, maybe some others that are they posted some screen grabs of you getting shaven by your maven. I'm sorry. Anywho.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
You transformed into, Lemmy from Motorhead. At one point. And,
yeah.
That's what some people were saying anyway. But that was awesome, man. So you're looking pretty good.
Oh, if I have half a face, seriously, my face feels smaller than it was before.
Well, did you weigh yourself before and then you weigh it after? I just lost 3 pounds of beard.
But that was a lot of hair.
Yes, it is. You got to get a shot of all the hair on the ground. Did you?
We've phone? Got some balls outside, which I've got the girls to take a photo of. So yeah.
Okay. Mm. Wow. I'm so glad that they're knocking on wood here that, technically, today has actually gone really well. I mean,
it has.
It could have been a lot worse. The recording has been nonstop, has not hiccuped at all. Thank goodness. So, I'm just wondering, could we possibly fit any more awesomeness into this episode?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can. One more moment, please.
Okay. Because I think we're pretty saturated as is.
My beautiful wife the other day was walking past a store and she saw this and thought it was perfect for me. She bought me a Balinese coconut finger piano.
Oh, sweet. So
it's half a coconut with like a thing there and like seven metal bars. So...
kalimba.
Exactly.
I have one too.
And I've been playing this, and like I haven't been able to play any music on it, but
that's awesome. So, yeah. Dude, you can loosen the thing that holds it down, the bridge that holds the keys down, and you can tune them to different scales. And you would tune it like alternating, so your left thumb would hit like a C, and then your right thumb would hit like a D, and then the left thumb would move up and hit an E, and so on. It would go do-do-do-do-do-do-ding-do-do-do-do-dong, alternating your thumbs.
Well, Rachel and I honeymooned in Bali, so we're. She bought this because it reminded her of her honeymoon.
So. Aw, that's so awesome. You know what reminds me of my honeymoon? And this is going to make you laugh, but. Or maybe not. But Eggs Benedict.
Oh, I love Eggs Benedict.
It was the first time I ever had Eggs Benedict. And so you can imagine it's already rich and just like, oh, makes your mouth water. I'm getting kind of R-rated here, sorry, but. But that's permanently etched in my brain for, you know, during the honeymoon. So it's like Pavlovian dog thing. If I eat Eggs Benedict, you better like stay away from me because I might hump your leg or something.
Have you ever had Eggs Florentine?
If I did, I didn't know it. Is it anything like Locomocos?
No, it's like Eggs Benedict, but rather than having like the it's still got the hollandaise sauce, but it's actually got fried spinach on the top.
Mm.
Yummy. It is yummy. Because it gives you that little, like that tangy acidity in the morning. Like, oh, beautiful.
That sounds good. Well, I've had something with eggs and spinach in it that I believe was Greek or Mediterranean. And I forget what it was called.
Spanakopita?
Spanakopita.
Okay.
Spanakopita? I could be wrong.
Oh.
Or maybe that's grape leaves.
I know this sounds completely serious, but I just turned my head then, and I actually had a faster turning speed than normal. There's no wind resistance.
That'll happen sometimes with fans. You reach the point, the point of no blowage. It's like too high, and you got to turn it down. Then you got blowage.
No, without having my fan, without having my beard on.
Oh, that's different. Your beard is your beard is definitely.
I've got a streamlined face now, so when I turn my head, there's no resistance. I can turn my head like a whippet.
Whippet good.
Oh, a little bit too fast.
That is awesome. Holy crap. This is like one of those seasonal specials where we instead of it being an hour, it's like almost 2 hours. We've got quite the double show going on here.
Ooh.
Very awesome.
I have a chin. Again. Oh, fuck. I've got many chins.
Well, come on. But welcome back to civilization, sir.
Thank you.
I would I shake your hand from America.
Rachel was a little bit too excited shaving that. So like, no, you've got to do it. No, I want to take my time. No, you can't.
Well, you never know. You might end up with a second honeymoon or something because of it. You know, chicks dig smooth faces.
Yeah, but she's sort of like going, yeah, grow a beard. It's fine. And then I grew a beard and she's like, shave it off. And then I asked her for a kiss before she goes, no, you're all hairy. I can't win. Because seriously, I'm shedding like a Wookiee. I'm head to toe in little red bits of hair.
Shedding? Yeah, I mean, like, but you, other than getting your beard cut off with clippers?
Because, you know, when you shed, all your hair sticks to things and it, like, it floats around. My hair is covered with tiny little beard trimmings.
Really?
So, all even though I had my little hairdresser, little black front cape on, still, I've got hair in my pockets. I've got hair on my toes, hairs in my hands. I'm going to need a shower.
Well, yes. Yeah, it's probably a good idea. It's probably a good idea.
How are you, sir?
I'm I did my best. I tried to do the, you know, play-by-play. If I had my mind about me, I would have gone into my Howard Cosell accent, but I'd probably screw that up too. But as soon as I realized it was going to be where we can't hear you but only see you, then I had to try to fill some time.
Well, I was trying to, but the audio was crap and it just wasn't working. And yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just one stream at a time, right? That's what she said.
Yeah. Sir, very nicely done.
Sorry, thank you. Thank
I clapped
you.
That one out.
Everyone in the chat room is saying we should do I'm shedding like a Wookiee as a like an extra
round
an two. Extra moment of win. I mean, for the beard, I wouldn't mind.
Yes.
I think that would be just fine.
That is a good idea.
So I'm shedding like a Wookiee. Is Wookiee capitalized?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So
it is the name of a species.
I shall post into the chat room for those who wish to do this. I'm shedding like a Wookiee. We'll go ahead and make another moment of win just because the beard deserves it. For the beard. The king without a beard. The land without a king. That beard meant a lot to you, didn't it?
It did. It meant a lot to us. It's been carrying the show.
It's been. Oh, I see. It's been carrying. No. It's been carrying the show, and then we just cut it the hell off. Now we're doomed. How do you top having Paul on the show, participating in a moment of win? Next week's gonna suck.
No, it's just that someone actually asked me that question this morning. It was like, so what are the Thundercats going to do now that the beard's gone? You'll have nothing to talk about. And I said, we've always got toilets.
Well, yeah, apparently we do. They've made an impression.
That was awesome.
It was so awesome. We have to give Akiva a commission on that one. Hot dang. You never know what's going to affect someone when it happens, I tell you.
Yes.
Life is interesting.
What would have topped that is if they were doing a... as they came up to get their award, they showed a live viewing of what was actually happening.
Yeah, see, that's what I was picturing. And then he said it was on the iPhone. I was like, oh, okay. But still, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, but everyone got, oh, Friend Feed. What, all those people who have never really heard of Friend Feed would have been Googling going, oh, well, look, you're looking, all the tech journalists will be looking up like, oh, Friend Feed.
It's like, what the heck?
Oh.
Okay, so Mr. Beardless Man, will you count us down on this secondary moment of win?
I shall. In a three, a two, a one, post.
Oh.
Pouring a 40 on the sidewalk for my beard homie.
And like a fail, I posted it only in the podcast room. Hang on. Can always do it again. There we go. Dude, that's awesome. I mean, there's a lot of Chewbacca in my feed. Oh my gosh, I like yours. Holy crap.
Thank you.
That's some scary, scary hairless cat there, pal.
That's what she said.
You must milk it for your antidote.
Oh!
Another Dune reference. Oh, damn, CW. Holy damn. What the... Can't stop looking. It's a costume. Okay, good. Damn, still. Damn. Holy crap. Curtis, it's not too late, man.
Jumpy.
Bring it. You know what would just be so awesome and freak me out? Is if we ever found out that there was like a Turkish or Farsi version of a moment of win posted and we just didn't know it and it wouldn't show up in the search because, you know, it's in their language.
Like a Turkish Thundercats.
Yeah. That'd be so cool.
We should reach out if anyone knows.
We got to reach out. Someone who knows both languages that could help us out, you know. You know, for the past 8 years, on September 11th, I've had some pretty miserable September 11ths. And today is not one of them. Today, I spent some time being, you know, somber and reflective. And then we have our show, and it's just so awesome. What a show.
Which is kind of the point.
It is.
Of everything.
This is like
of this day.
This is like the end of the episode where you get to the moral of the story, and afterwards it says the more you know, and then knowing's half the battle.
You know what it is? It's like the end of Family Ties where everything's wrapped up in a nice bow. We all look at each other and we laugh and go,
and then freeze frame. Credits.
Yes.
I wish we could do freeze frame on audio and do credits, but it's not quite the same, is it?
We're gonna make it after all.
Okay, well, I guess we better wind it down. We've had some pretty faithful friends here in the chat room that have made it pretty much 2 hours almost, and we love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out, spending this awesome episode with us. But it is time
Thanks to you, Paul.
Thank you so much to Paul Buchheit, and I will try to say Buchheit just the way he does from now on. The master of FriendFeed and Gmail, and I didn't even bring it up in the podcast, but he created AdSense as well.
Cha-ching!
Cha-ching! So, excellent, excellent, good times having him on the show. And it got recorded, and it's on my hard drive, and I'm going to have to be very careful to make sure it doesn't get jacked up or something, because this is precious stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed. Precious stuff. But that's the end of our show. Johnny, as always, having a great time. Thank you for allowing us to share in the beard shaving.
Well, thank you. And thank you, everyone who participated. But wait, we have one more shirt to give away.
We do, don't we?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's, again, to you, sir, a number between 1 and 16.
I pick number 8.
You pick number 7. That's a bit... Oh, no. So you pick number 8?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. The winner of shirt number 2 is I'm a Bug.
Yay, I'm a Bug.
Hooray! So just wanted to give a quick shout-out to everyone who donated in no particular order, I think. Thanks to Laura, Rachel and Kevin Fox, Bren, James Fuller, Joey, Aiden, Bo, Simon, I'm a Bug, Melissa Doyle, Thomas, Adam, Denise Porter, Metal Eric, Glenn Slavin, Stuart Miniman, Mocargus, and Martha Sperry, rock on, and my bosses, rock on, and everyone else who I've missed, please let me know, and I shall make a corrective post, but still, rock on.
Yay!
And
well done,
yeah,
sir.
I blame Drew's cancer for now being me devilishly handsome.
All right, well, that wraps it up for the show. You can send us voicemails at 682-233-2287 or 682-2FFCATS. Two Fs for awesome. You can reach us at our Gmail, Thundercats, that's two Fs for awesome, at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And you can find me at friendfeed.com/Josh Haley.
And I can be found at friendfeed.com/Jay Worthington.
And our website, of course, is thundercats.com. Again, remember the two Fs for awesome.
Thundercats.
And while you're there, we would love if you would notice and participate in checking out, at least, Moocards. Moo.com has business cards, both large and small, and postcards for you. All you have to do is click through our link. We'll get a commission. We're affiliated with them. They're, you know, in essence, sponsoring us. And if you want to get Moo cards and you want to support the Thundercats, you can do both at the same time. So please feel free to do that. Moo cards are awesome. They are thick. They're photographic, full color, full bleed, double-sided. Print whatever you want on it. You can have 100 different cards for the same price as 100 of the same cards. You can connect it to your Flickr account. You can connect it to your Facebook pictures and other things, and it will actually be even that much cooler. So thanks for doing that. We appreciate it. All the help. And that's it for this episode of the Thundercats. Another episode is out of the bag. Ding, ding, ding.
Ra-ow.
Bra-ka-ka-ka.
You know, it's a mixture of horror and amusement. I don't know.
That's what we're going for.
Awesome.
It does have that comedy value, but at the same time, I'm thinking, wow, if someone signed up for this service and all they saw was like a page full of toilets, I'm not sure if they would ever come back. Yeah.